Support for this program is brought to you by listeners like you. Thank you.
The Local Thread.
Hello, and welcome to TPS Proud Out Loud. I'm Patty Mazur, Executive Director of Communications with Toledo Public Schools. Recently, we spoke with representatives from Washington Local and Perrysburg Schools to learn more about each district and the philosophy they bring to education in today's ever-changing world. Today, we're going to continue our conversation about the power of public education in Northwest Ohio and the lasting impact our schools have on people in our community. Joining me today are graduates from Perrysburg High School, Whitmer High School, and Waite High School. Each of these proud graduates are doing great things in their careers and their communities. They learned from teachers who believed in them, built friendships, and gained valuable experiences that helped shape who they are today. We're going to learn more about their high school journeys, the lessons they carry with them, and why they're still proud to say they're products of public schools. And I just met this gentleman, a 1975 graduate from Perrysburg High School, Mayor Mark Weber. And already in the 5 minutes we've spent together, you have quite a story to tell. Congratulations, first of all, on being the mayor, on being a graduate of Perrysburg High School. Mm-hmm. And let's start by you telling us a little bit about your interesting story and connection to Perrysburg High School.
Yeah, that is. I do have quite a story. Perrysburg, I grew up in Perrysburg, and my first six years of school, I actually went to St. Rose, but then I went, starting in the junior high is when I went to the Perrysburg Public Schools, and really glad I did. My parents thought it would be a very good idea for me to leave the parochial school and go into the junior high to better prepare for high school. And I'm really glad I did. I made so many great relationships with everyone. As a matter of fact, my wife I met in seventh grade. So it just got better after that. So I really, really enjoyed my time in Perrysburg schools. Like you said, I graduated in 1975. I was the youngest of four in my family, and all four of our we graduated in from Perrysburg. My oldest sister graduated in 64 from Perrysburg, another sister in 66, and then my brother graduated in 73. We have quite a great and then we all went on to do, you know, various different things, but we really have our public schools to thank for that a lot. A little more to my story. My wife and I, we both graduated, and we are, we graduated 75, and we are one of seven couples from our class of 75 that are married couples. That's incredible for a class of 230.
Oh, that's such a great connection.
And we, along with one of the other married couples that, We are good friends of ours. We organize our class reunions every 5 years, and we just had our 50th. So that was a really good time, and we have such great attendance, and it is so much fun getting together every 5 years with these classmates, and we just all have such great things to say. And, you know, one of the things we really talk about a lot are the teachers. The teachers made such an impression on all of us, and a lot of us had stayed in the community. We just got to know these teachers. Now they became our friends. You know, we knew them on first name basis, all the way till, you know, one teacher that my wife and I both had, our freshman English teacher, he got real ill and developed Alzheimer's, and my wife took care of him in his final years. And she pretty much became one of his best friends there all the way to the end. So that was just, and it was just such a rewarding thing for her to give back to him that he gave so much to us as our teacher. He was very beloved in Perrysburg schools. More connection to Perrysburg schools is I have three grown children. Right now they're all in their 40s and married. They're all graduates of Perrysburg schools. One's from 1998, one's 02, and the other was 2003. They've all moved on to very successful careers, and I think Perrysburg, well, they all went to college. Perrysburg really prepared them very, very well for college. Two of them are small business owners, and my oldest is actually a teacher at Perrysburg Schools. And she's in her 21st year as the music teacher at Frank Elementary School. So
that
it's
is
just amazing, isn't it? The connections.
Is. Yeah. And the fact that you have stayed so local mm-hmm. and kept those connections, yeah. kept connected to the school. Do you see that connection even more as the mayor of Perrysburg?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the mayor or anything, I had 6 years on city council. None of this was on my radar even 8-10 years ago. It just became that way because after I finished my career, I retired at 55 years old, and I decided it's time to give back to my community. It's been so great to me. And so I just got more and more involved. I started volunteering for everything I could possibly volunteer for and just got to learn so many people and just the great people that are taking care of our city government. And I decided, you know what, maybe I'll give that a try. And with no training whatsoever, except that I just know Perrysburg so
right.
well. And I've gotten really big into the history of Perrysburg. My wife is big into genealogy. She loves to research any family genealogy things. And I love photographs. So we put our heads together. And the very first act I did as mayor of Perrysburg was to pay tribute to all the mayors that came before me. And I'm the 69th mayor, and there was never any really good record of all the other mayors. So we dug up photographs and the history of every mayor. We know pretty much all there is to know about the former mayors. So, and we did that. And I got to tell you, neither my wife or I went to college. My path took me into the skilled trades after high school. And Perrysburg High School really prepared me very well for that because at the time we had a great industrial arts program, and all those teachers were just the best. Those teachers that taught us, they built homes in the summer, you know, so they knew what they were talking about, and they trained us. And at the time, back in the 70s, it was very easy to get right out and get plenty of work, and especially in the skilled trades. And I had a great career as an electrician for 30 okay. plus years, and I retired at 55, mm-hmm. like I said. So it was a good move for me. For my children, they all chose college. My girls have both graduated Bowling Green University, and they both have masters. Mm-hmm. And my son went to the Marine Corps, and then he went to college mm-hmm. afterwards. So,
what is the thing? You talk about the connection with your teachers and mm-hmm. and the skilled trades. What do you think that inspiration was? That somebody took you under their wing and guided you on the path to become an electrician.
They sure did. I mean, I was an average student. My father, you know, we were just a regular blue collar family, and he told me if you want to go to college, you're gonna have to pay for it. You're gonna have to work, and I worked all through. Mm-hmm. I did not play any sports in school because I always wanted a job. I always worked, and so I always worked with my hands. So that really prepared me. So college was really not the path I was best for me because I was such a hands-on person. I really wanted to get right into doing things and work with my hands. So, it's the teachers that encouraged me that, you know, just don't assume that there's only one path. Everybody doesn't have to go out.
Right.
You know, so they were very good. And we had good counselors too that would direct us and they would get to know us so well and tell us. They could tell by just getting to know us what direction would be best for us. And I had the best guidance from everyone. And like I said, a lot of these, since I stayed around town, just so many of these teachers became friends. We had a teacher, my gym teacher in junior high, his name was Al Rava. He was just such an influence on everyone. I was so proud as mayor I could... We dedicated a statue to him because he was a big tennis coach. So he is the first statue of anyone that's to be honored in Perrysburg since Commodore Perry.
Oh my gosh.
There are only two statues of Perrysburg people that have been honored, and one is Commodore Perry, the other is one of our great teachers, Al Reva. So
that's incredible. And
yes.
And I can tell your love for history, mm-hmm. because you just know this stuff. It's secondhand to you. Did you
yes.
get that bug in school, or was
well, history,
that something that started
yes.
at a different?
Well, oh no,
okay.
I loved history in school, and then when I got older, I just got more. I wanted to concentrate on local history, so much that and that all started. And that's funny you bring that up, because that started with a yearbook. I wrote a book. I'm a co-author of a book on Perrysburg history. It's called Perrysburg Then and Now, but the whole concept of that started with a Perrysburg High School yearbook. It was my sister that graduated in 1966. I was flipping through her yearbook, and in the back they had all these advertisements for businesses, and there were photographs of all these businesses. Now, that was 1966. Here, 50 years later, I'm looking at her yearbook, and I take her yearbook uptown to these businesses, and I'm looking at these buildings, at her picture, and I'm looking up at the building. I said, wow, look how that's changed. How interesting. So I started taking photos of those, and I would just play around on social media, and I'd put them side by side and say, look at this building then and look at now. I said, then and now. So I wrote a book called Perrysburg Then and Now.
That's fantastic.
With another good friend that's a historian, Gary Franks. We did it together, and it sold 1,500 copies, and we donated all the proceeds to the Perrysburg Area Historic Museum.
Fantastic.
But it's funny how it's all started with a Perrysburg High School yearbook. Yeah.
So much of so you talk about the inspiration of teachers and how they continue mm-hmm. to be role models for students. You must still see that with your daughter or daughter-in-law, I'm sorry.
My daughter.
Your daughter.
Is, yes.
As a teacher.
Mm-hmm. So, I have a daughter-in-law that's a teacher too, also a Perrysburg grad. She went on to become an art teacher, but now she's speaking of yearbooks, mm-hmm. now she's a sales representative for Jostens yearbooks.
Sure.
And so he has. So she visits all the schools, but she is a product of Perrysburg High School as well.
And yes. do you see that mm-hmm. inspiration, that glow in your daughter that yes. that makes her still a connection to her students that way?
She loves her job teaching, yes. And yes, she just loves developing these young individuals. And what she really gets out of it when she goes to their plays, when they get older and they get in high school, because she's the K through 4 teacher. So she sees them at a high school play and they invite her back.
That says so much.
It makes her feel so proud.
Sure.
That these kids, she was first taught them their first how to keep a beat or something, or so it means so much to her. And my daughter-in-law was an art teacher, and then she went on to at Bowling Green University. She was teaching art teachers, teaching teachers to be art teachers. So before she went on to for Jostens. So I have a son-in-law that's a product of Perrysburg schools too. My youngest daughter married a Perrysburg grad, and that they met in Bowling Green, and so they have a beautiful family together now. And he's in the management at one of the credit unions in town. So
and it all goes back to the Perrysburg way of life, the Perrysburg yes. schools. Mm-hmm. And I told you this would be the fastest 18 minutes of your day. And I had a list of questions, and I never stick to them. So really quick, because we are almost
to
that time.
I told you I'd give long answers, too.
But what is one thing you would say to a student today mm-hmm. that you learned back in school?
Oh, my goodness. What I would say to a student today, I said, just cherish the memories that you make in your school. Because I went back to speak at just last week. I had to go speak at my old high school, which is our junior high now, and it was thrilling for me. They led me to the cafeteria where I was going to speak to the students, and I walked past my old locker that I remembered my locker number. The principal, I was with him, and he said, "I can't believe you remember your locker number." I said, "I almost remember. I had the combination, but it had such an impact on me that they're all such great memories." And I walked into the library and I walked into the cafeteria. I just got these great memories of being there. And it was the teachers that cared so much for us. And I see that in the teachers today too. I can see it when, because they're so, I was just at Toth Elementary School when the roof blew off.
Oh my
I was
gosh, there you were when there it, when that happened, happened during the windstorms.
And you wouldn't believe how that staff and teachers came together and kept those little students so calm. It was just amazing that how they handled that whole situation, because it could have been a lot worse, but that whole roof blew off. You might have seen it on the news. And they just, they made it fun with the kids, you know, they, you know, and so
well, and teachers kudos have, to them. They have a way of making their students their student, their kids almost, right? And so what a comfort to know for those parents, because some of the footage of that was very scary, could have been much worse, but how great to know here comes their student on a Friday afternoon still skipping out the door and had a great day at school,
you know,
Mom.
The principal, Mrs. Johnson, she actually came in the cafeteria and stood up on the table to talk to all the kids, and she talked about how special it was. She even asked me, Mayor Weber, did any roofs blow off when you were in school? I said, no. She says, see how special you kids are? You're the first ones to ever have a roof blow off. And they all loved it. They got excited about it. And she says, now I have enough time to give anybody that wants a hug, come up and give a hug. You wouldn't believe how many kids lined up just to give that principal a hug, because she went in there and calm them all. So it was so impressive to see.
That's so reassuring. Okay,
it's not just a job for them. It's
that's
it's
perfect. Just,
yeah, it's a way of life for those teachers.
And that's a great way to end this. But I have one question. Mm-hmm. Senior skip day, did you do it?
Yes, I sure did. Yeah, I sure did.
Good for you. Good for you. I love that.
Yes, it was a great memory too. Awesome. Yes, you have to do that.
Yes. Thank you. I have enjoyed our time together so much.
Patty.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you
very much.
Me. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. Welcome back to TPS Proud Out Loud. We are continuing our conversation today with proud public education graduates. And we now have Sophia Lopez. And Sophia is a graduate of Whitmer High School, 2012. And she is now an employee at the district. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your journey from high school to now being employed at Washington Local?
Well, high school, I went through our teaching professions program in our CTC, which really kind of set me up for the success that I have now. I always knew I wanted to be a teacher. And the opportunities that were afforded to me through Washington Local and our CTC program just encouraged that love for education. And we were able to get some college credits at the high school level, which was really cool, and have some really great mentorship from the teachers at Whitmer. And then they kind of just guided me through being a para, and then now I'm teaching.
You are a special education teacher, correct?
I am. I teach self-contained.
Okay. And you are back at your high school.
I am.
What's that like?
It's a little surreal. My first day teaching, we have a handprint hallway. And I found my handprint on the wall, and I have a picture next to it. And it's really, like, surreal is the only word I can really think of, because I would have never imagined getting the opportunity to come back and give the same opportunities to kids that I had.
So what do you think it was it one of your teachers that inspired you to follow this path? You said you wanted to be a teacher, and then you found the CT program through the school, but was it somebody that really was an inspiration for you to follow and become a teacher?
There were a few. I had one in particular. She was a Spanish teacher. She's still teaching there, actually, which is really weird. I can never, ever call them by their first names. She is still teaching there, and she was not only my Spanish teacher, but she was the advisor for, we called the club, Latino Club. And so it kind of really gave us a person that we could rely on as far as, like, culturally. I could say, like, this is what it means to be a successful Hispanic female and a and someone who encouraged my dreams. I grew up very poor, and she told me that that didn't have to stop me. And it was she was wonderful. I'm so grateful to her.
I love the fact that you can't call her by her first name.
I can't.
No, that is such a sign of respect, though.
It is.
And that just shows what the relationship and how you admire her, and she's been a mentor to you, still has been. What is the thing from Whitmer that prepared you the most for today in dealing with kids? Because today's students, I'm sure, are much different than it was when you were in school.
Absolutely. I would have to say that it would be just accepting people for who they are and what they can bring, because not everybody is going to have the same strengths, and just recognizing people for the strengths that they do bring, and everybody has value, and recognizing that value and being able to bring that out of people is a beautiful thing.
Oh, for sure. Is there, besides the teacher that you talked about, do you have other peers that you keep in touch with that are part of the district still, or?
Yes.
Okay.
So my very, very best friend is actually, she's going through her student teaching now, also at Washington Local, but she was the one who was a custodian. We look very similar, so that might be where the confusion was. She went through the teaching professions program with me. I have several other friends who were in the teaching professions program, and some of them didn't necessarily follow teaching, but it's a very tight-knit group. The CTC programs really do build a community within the cohorts, and it's very much a family.
Is it something then that you try to instill in other in other students when you're interacting with them, talking about the importance of becoming a teacher?
So when I think about inspiring other students to become teachers, I want them to understand that the future is really in their hands. And so when we look at kids that are coming up now, they could very well be your high school students in the future, and they have so much to bring and so much joy and so much potential that they could spread out into the world, and it's so amazing to see. And I just want kids to understand that they have an impact on everyone around them, and they can also encourage other people. So just spreading that light and spreading that kindness and joy, it's not even just teaching academics, but teaching empathy and
that's important.
Sort of thing, yeah.
Those are things that I think more and more we rely on in people. The empathy, the sympathy, the understanding of others, kindness. The term kindness has come up many times in our discussions and in these interviews. What do you talk about with students, the importance of keeping connected to Washington Local and their alma mater?
I think it's important that they recognize that they have something to give back. I teach specifically a self-contained behavior unit, and a lot of times, you know, the self-perception is not great, but understanding that they have something important to give back is just giving them that encouragement. It means a lot to them to understand that somebody is in their corner and believes in them. I can't put a value on that for them.
That's a fantastic philosophy for a successful teacher, I think, because you don't see that in all teachers.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely teachers that could do with giving a little more love, but I think that it's important that where we can, we do, and we show them as much encouragement.
Where we can, we do. You probably could have gone anywhere to teach.
Sure.
You've got a pretty specific path that you followed.
I did.
What made you want to go back to Washington Local and teach at Whitmer?
This is where I feel supported. This is where I feel loved, and this is my family. Washington Local they have been the ones that have shaped me, and I think that that's a really cool thing to be able to give back to the thing that built you.
That's so great. Let's talk about some of your high school memories.
Oh,
okay?
Sure.
You talked about an influential teacher. Were there other people, other administrators at the school that helped you, that helped support you through rather elementary school on up?
Well, my senior year in high school, I did a we had office work. If you had all your credits, all of the things, you could do office work. And Lori Berryman, who's our HR director, she was one of the deans at the time, and she was just always there and like always a smiling face and so happy to see me. And like she was somebody that I really did bond closely with, and I was really happy to get to work with her in some capacity at Washington Local. Now there is also as a paraprofessional, so I did come back as a para. There was a time where I was just not quite believing in myself, and I had a principal and I didn't feel like, you know, your family will say that, you know, you can do whatever, you can do it, I believe in you. But to have somebody professionally look at me and say, Sophia, you can do anything that you put your mind to, and you need to go back and get your degree, that was so meaningful to me. And I tell him all the time, he would be so mad if I name dropped him, but he was such a huge influence on my self-belief that I could come back and get my degree and be a teacher and do the thing. And so, I mean, I'm just...
You probably follow
grateful.
Some of that that he gave to you
yes.
in your work with students.
Absolutely.
And that's so important.
Yes.
What is the one piece of advice you would give a student today from what you learned in high school?
It goes by really fast. And the connections that you make now, the memories that you make now, they're priceless. And so like make the most of the time that you have, make the most of your friendships, make the most of your clubs and your activities, and get involved and have fun and enjoy just being a kid. There's so much time to be an adult. Just enjoy being a kid.
Oh, that's so true. Talk about you see things today in the classroom that you did not have back as a student.
I do.
What would you say to a student? Oh my gosh, when I was in school, we had to do fill in the blank. That they would go, what?
Oh, the pull down maps. I was talking, we still have the hooks in my classroom for the pull down maps. And they're like, Mrs. Lopez, what is that? And I said, we used to have maps. I teach the history portion of our self-contained unit. And so I told them we used to have pull down maps, and they're looking at me like I'm bananas. And I'm like, I'm telling you, it was a thing. And then the overhead projectors, and they're, oh, yes. Right. And getting to like, I still remember and loving cleaning the transparencies. They were so much fun.
Transparencies. Some of us wipe down chalkboards, but that's okay too. Couple of rapid fire questions.
Sure.
Okay. What was your favorite meal?
Square pizza.
Square pizza, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I love that. What was your favorite class?
World War II. We had a specific World War II class, and it was by far the best class that I took.
Why is that interesting that you would say that?
I'm a history teacher. I like history. But the teacher that we had was so passionate about the topic and never really like told us that there was a winner, like a person who was in the right. He very much approached it from the idea of everybody did something and you have to be the judge. And he really made us critically think, which was really unlike any other class I had taken before.
That's awesome. What would your classmates say Sophia is most likely to?
Oh, gosh. probably be a teacher. I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
I would hope that they would think that.
It showed back then, so okay. What is the one word you would use to describe your high school experience at Whitmer?
Joyful.
Oh.
Yeah. I had a really good time. It was a lot of fun.
Do you think students today would say the same?
I think if they want to have a great time, they have every opportunity to have a great time.
And make it what it is. That's
it,
okay.
Yes.
All right. Senior skip day, yes or no?
I absolutely did. I did.
Because we've had people say no to that,
I
don't understand it. school spirit, do you still go to football games?
I do. I bring my kids.
Do your kids go to Washington Local?
They do, yes.
What is the one thing that you want people listening to this show to walk away with knowing about Whitmer High School, Washington Local, the importance of being a teacher, public education?
I think that public education affords people who maybe don't have the things that more, well, just people with more. I think that it allows them to have opportunities that they wouldn't otherwise. And it's incredible to see success stories come out of people who rose from circumstances outside of their control.
That's great. I appreciate you being here and sharing your story and telling us what it's like to be a teacher and a former student at Washington Local and at Whitmer High School.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Sophia. Welcome back to TPS Proud Out Loud, and we have our final guest with us talking about the importance of public education and talking with graduates from a public school in Toledo, and we have Michael C. with us. Michael graduated from the one and only Morrison R. Waite High School.
Thank you.
In 1995, and I knew better than to not say that. Michael and I have known each other for many years, so I'm going to try to keep it on the up and up, and we're going to talk about some of the wonderful things that you, your experiences from Waite High School and how they helped you get to be the success that you are in your career today. So let's talk about that.
Yeah.
You went to Waite, you graduated in 95, and that brought you what?
What did it bring me graduating?
What did it bring you, yeah,
oh,
besides a diploma?
Yeah, it prepped me for life. I'll tell you, growing up on the east side, O5er, you learn a lot more in the halls of the school you go to than the courses that you're being taught. You get to learn about life. You get to understand I'm not even going to say the importance, the value of diversity. You get to understand other cultures. You get to understand communication skills. You get to understand strategy and how to navigate things through to get things done. The foundation of who you're looking at today was created at 301 Morrison at the Morrison R. Waite High School.
Yeah, gotcha. And you talk about very passionately your DECA teacher.
Absolutely.
And that was?
Yeah, Mr. Omar Drummond. He was the guy found me towards the end of my sophomore year where I was looking at a fork in the road, debating if I would possibly go down a path of the trades that was very prominent. My family and understanding, you got to work. You're going to go do something. College wasn't really where I wanted to see myself going. I knew classroom work was not a passion of mine. It was boredom to me. I could move faster than the class was moving in my mind. Not saying I could. Don't ask me about algebra. But Mr. Drummond saw it in me to say, I think you'd be good at this. And it was experiencing his 3-hour classes in my junior year and my 4-hour classes in my senior year and having lunch in his office to just keep the conversation going about life. Liberty and the pursuit of happiness, which he reminded to me is a pursuit. It's not a guarantee. So if you want it, you got to go get it. You got to work harder than somebody else. Because if you're putting 3 hours in, they're putting 4. If you're playing video games and out on the street at 7 o'clock, somebody else is putting in the work to advance themselves and their families. So some powerful stuff to try to put in a 16, 17, 18-year-old's mind at that time. And he was the best at it because the first couple hours of every class was a sociology experiment. It was understanding the political landscape. It was understanding decisions and how people make financial decisions about how they motivate others to get things done. It was such a crash course in life. I'm forever grateful. I take that and I remember stuff from that classroom years and years later. They'll pop in my head.
And you talk about strategy. You talk about problem solving. What are you doing today that those skills helped you land where you are today?
Yeah. So talk about figuring it out early. I'm in a marketing education class. I'm excelling. I'm in DECA, Distributive Education Clubs of America. And I ended up getting second place in districts and making it to the national competition. I still have my 1995 Toledo Public Schools Marketing Education Student of the Year plaque in my office today. And that office is at Matt Ave Group, where I've spent the last 14 years. I'm EVP of Brand Strategy, so I get to work with a lot of brands regionally and nationally to help them grow.
And you and I work very closely together through Toledo Public Schools, and I've learned so much in just these 5 minutes of things that I've always taken for granted that now I know where your passion comes from as far as, well, let's get to the root of this cause. Let's figure this out. Let's make the strategic mm-hmm. path more understandable to the average person. And I think we have done a lot of that with the work that we've done. So do you still give back to Wade High School? Do you go to Wade High School?
Yeah.
Do you talk to Todd Deem, who is the principal at Wade High School?
The honorable Todd Deem, yeah, as I call
also
him.
Also a graduate of Wade High School.
Absolutely. That school's just foundational to who I am. I wish I could make it to more of the reunion type stuff as I could, knowing that this is now 30 years. Don't tell anybody 30 years that I've been out. But, you know, the football games and stuff, it's always got that piece in me. In fact, we're doing a piece for Wait Right Now that's going to help with sports assembly they're going to do. And that's pro bono. That's mm-hmm. just, we've got so many people throughout our company that are Wait graduates. When I look at the history of the stuff that we've been able to produce for Wait, our chief brand officer, Terry Lesnowitz, is a graduate of Woodward. My counterpart, my graphic designer that had been with me my whole 30-year career is now passed, Stephen Campos, was the one
Campos.
Who created the current logo. Yeah. He's the one who made the new rendition of what TPS Proud is. And from all of those people through all those facets in our agency, of course, it just comes through in the work. We can work on many different brands, but you know when you got something special, when it tings your heart when you're trying to work on something for it. And we've had some great stuff that we've done, too, telling the stories when it's Zoe Flores, the Harvard student that came from TPS, Mona Elahayani, and getting Teacher of the Year. I mean, these are beautiful success stories that I think get taken for granted or never get heard, that we're privileged to be able to tell it.
And we hear so often, well, you need to tell your story more. You need to tell us this. You need to promote this. Our interactions on Facebook, the videos that we do, the storytelling that we do has really changed over the years and has become more person to person. And somebody telling that story instead of me telling you this is what it is.
Right.
Like to have Mona or Zoe talk about what their education has done for them.
It's the proof, right? So we work a lot in declaration and proof where you can have your CEO or somebody get on the podium and say, we're the best company in the mm-hmm. world. But until you got a customer up there next to them saying, no, really? It's all fluff. It's all BS. But now because you have that there, it's fact when you have somebody validating that. And there's so many, I mean, I think that's the toughest problem that public education faces today. It's not themselves. We got beautiful administrations. We've got great educators throughout that are just giving and giving and giving so much of themselves. We've created the ecosystem for education to thrive. I think the biggest problem is the lack of awareness by parents and students, because the abundance of opportunities when it comes to College Credit Plus, when it comes to all the trades that are available in the magnet schools and all these different programs that you can take advantage of, it's the awareness of it exists and how do I take advantage of it. That's the missing link, and you've done a great job over the years at lining those links up to make sure that you can connect the dots and get people fed. I love Dr. Durant's phrase, a closed mouth doesn't get fed, and that's the thing. Somebody's got to be able to step up and say, I want to take advantage of something. I want better for my life or my students or my child's life, and that you find the paths to make that happen.
And we were introduced to a student at a recent meeting. And Dr. Durant talked all about the different opportunities we have, whether it's a magnet school or you're at a traditional school in the career tech programs. This young lady came up to him afterwards and said, I'm that student. I will graduate from Scott High School. I will be a proud Scott Bulldog, but I've taken and earned a certification program in the welding program at Wait. She's earned her CDL program or license from the program out at Rogers. So she has taken advantage of the different opportunities that are available.
And I would invite her. Purple and gold would look really good on her. If I know you're claiming to be a Scott Bulldog, but the Indians were always looking for, you know.
Is that okay? And I would say, gee, Michael, do you still know the class song in the? We don't need to do that.
This is called Out Loud, right?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Let's talk about, besides Mr. Drummond, any other influential educator?
Oh, a slew of them. I think, you know, Dave Yenrick. Mr. Yenrick, he was the activities director when I was there. Ricardo Cervantes was the principal, carried himself with such prestige. But there's one person that you and I share that I brought up, I think, early on in our relationship, and I could see on you, he had the same effect on you, and I know he means the world to our superintendent, and that was Dr. Crystal Ellis. I mean, he was that superintendent that could walk into the room, and I'm a sixth grader, you know, all of about 3'8", and this towering man comes in with these massive hands to do a handshake, and you could feel the sincerity and the power out of him. Mm-hmm. That's somebody who resonates with you throughout your entire career. You don't know why. You know that he was committed and wanted your success just in meeting him for 5 seconds. It would stick with you. So a lot of people like that we've had throughout Wade.
What about your friends? Do you still have connection with classmates?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and they're scattered around. Mm-hmm. I'm proud to say, I mean, I graduated the year after Dr. Durant. So we share a lot of the same folks that we had went to school with as well. And they are scattered throughout the United States in successful roles and different jobs, but we all stay in touch. And it's that 05 pride that I think that resonates. As soon as you walk through a door and you see another East Sider or somebody that went to Wade, you get that connection. And it's like, you know, you never missed a step.
And I think we've gained a lot of traction with, okay, you've got your 05 pride and your Wade pride, but I think TPS Proud,
absolutely.
we have seen a lot of connection with that in what we do, and it's not just local, but it the way it has resonated here locally, and we see that when we go out to parades and people start chanting it down as we're coming up the street, and they know Dr. Durant, and you talk about Mr. Ellis and people knew him as a superintendent, but how many other people can say they knew their superintendent when they were in school,
right?
But Dr. Durant is everywhere, and so people know who he is, and he has made such an impact.
He is TPS proud.
He is TPS proud. He very much so. Mm-hmm. What is your most memorable experience, inside or outside the classroom?
Back from my days going to Wade High School.
Yes.
So as you know, I mean, I've had dabbled in radio and TV for a while, and I hosted many, many events throughout the area. I try to be the knockoff Jerry Anderson. If he's not available, I'm usually the second or third phone call. And I learned, I mean, these are the soft skills I learned at Wade. I had a radio show at Wade. I had hosted every event you could imagine at Wade. That was the training ground. That was the proofing ground for me to understand how it gets done. And then I still do that today.
When do you get over being so shy?
I'm telling you, if you saw me before East Toledo Junior High, which doesn't exist, but before that, eighth grade year, that's when I really started getting out of my shell and feeling a little more comfortable. And TPS at that time provided me vehicles to do that. And I was in drama club and you know all the other stuff that you do when you're a kid. But
that's awesome. Okay. Yeah. What advice would you give to students today?
Go find it. Don't wait for somebody to knock on your door. You know how to use the internet. So instead of swiping and scrolling, go to the websites. Go do your investigation. Look at what's available. And that'll help you figure out what you want to do next. And you don't have to get it all figured out. But at least try it. Because the things that are afforded to this generation, I didn't have. I mean, when you say, you know, what's a memory of something that we had that they didn't have? I had typewriter classes when I was at Wade High School. So you have everything at your fingertips now. And as much as university life might be for you or the trades may be for you, there's the School of YouTube you can go to and learn absolutely anything you want. You could become an aquatic science professional tomorrow if you'd put the time in. And those 10,000 hours is really what it's all about. If you're willing to put the 10,000 hours in, you can become an expert at anything you want.
That's great advice. Mm-hmm. Way to go, Michael. Thank you. How is your community? How do you give back to the community? your community impact. I know you do a lot of events, but what else do you do?
But you know why?
Why?
So, and coming from very, very humble roots, I wasn't a guy that could write a big check. So what can I do? Well, my biggest resource is my time then. So I gave back in every way I possibly could through volunteering for organizations, serving on boards, hosting, planning, whatever you need that I could do to assist do that until I get to a professional spot now where I can write a check. I don't even have a checkbook because it's 2026. But other than that, yeah, you know, you can do different things now. So my mantra back then was never say no. You're going to learn something. And that was absolutely a vehicle to meet other people and understand other stories and more of the sociology experiment that happens called life.
That's a great analogy to that, your sociology connection. All right, let's do some of these rapid fire questions.
Oh, man.
I love this. What would your class say to you? Michael is most likely to?
Probably have a TV show. And it didn't happen. I mean, I did briefly for a little while, a calling game show, but no.
You had a calling game show?
Yeah, it's a trivia thing. A guy I knew, I was like his understudy on a live calling game show, and then it was me after that for a brief period before they went to all music videos all the time.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, your favorite class that you actually looked forward to going to?
It was absolutely hands down my marketing education, for sure.
Okay. One word to describe your high school experience.
Preparatory.
Look at you. Okay. Why is that?
It's the foundational things of who I am today were created right there.
What was your favorite lunch in the cafeteria?
So I've been hearing the square pizza thing, and it's good. But you can get that now at Costco. It's whatever. Mine was twofold. When I would get school lunch, because a lot of times I was getting clearly Canadians and a Kroger salad was my trip in, and I'd stop at River East on the way to school to be able to get that. But the cheese fries, I don't know if anybody knows about the fries with the cheese you dip in there, and an onion bagel with cream cheese. I still today, those two things, they'll transport you in the mind.
Wow.
I don't know. Maybe not every school had them. They're the best.
No, we did not, but that's okay. What is the thing that you, as far as school spirit, what do you remember the most? Did you go to the football games?
Go to them. I was hosting them.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Of course you were.
I was the guy that one of my best friends, Chantel, she was our homecoming queen, and I was the guy on the 50-yard line with the microphone that got to announce it. And so then, you know, when she wins it, now I got to run all the way over to the other side and pick her up. Like, I mean, those were fun things that I just got to do. I got to host the Afro-American prom that we had, and, you know, I don't know if they can see me, but if you can tell by the camera or the microphone sound. But those are opportunities that I had and got exposure to that also make me who I am today.
Absolutely. It very much, this explains so much more about you, Michael. Senior skip day, yes or no? Did you do it?
I planned it. Are you kidding me?
I
was the coordinator. I was the guy who had the meetup spot. Well, Campos, his grandparents had a cottage out on Lake Erie that he wasn't allowed to use after we commandeered it for
for senior
for
skip
day
for the class of what year was that again?
1995.
Okay. What is the one thing you want people who are listening today to know about Wade High School?
I would, for TPS as a whole, it is stop underestimating. And for the love of God, stop beating yourselves up if you're in it. If you could, I would wish I could buy plane tickets and train tickets for everybody in Toledo to get out and go look and see how much better it isn't everywhere else you think it is. And appreciate what you have here at home. Because the opportunities are here. Don't fault others that you didn't take advantage of it.
That's very profound. I'm so surprised.
Wow.
I don't know why, but
profound.
No. Profound.
Ooh.
What is the one final thing you want to say to listeners about, okay, we talked about Morrison R. Wade High School, public education in itself.
Yeah, don't be intimidated. The opportunities are there. Take advantage of it. And I'll take the opportunity to say thank you, Patty, for allowing me to have an opportunity with everything we've done with TPS. I mean, it's been some of the most rewarding work we had. The COVID years, pulling together a graduation and inventing what graduation was during that time and all the stories that came out of that, those are still some of the highlights of my entire career by far.
we've had some fun over the years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have. Thank you, my Michael.
Thank you, my Patty.
I appreciate your time. And that's the end of another episode of TPS Proud Out Loud. I hope you found today's stories as great reminders that our local public schools are filled with opportunity. I want to thank my guests, Perrysburg Mayor Mark Weber, Sophia Lopez, and Michael C. They are all proud graduates of their beloved alma mater and remind us that the impact of a great public education can be felt for years, even decades after graduation. And of course, I want to thank you for joining me again this week.
The Local Thread is a production of WGTE Public Media. Episodes can be heard weeknights at 7 on FM 91 or anytime at WGTE.org.
The views and opinions expressed in The Local Thread are those of the hosts of the program and its guests. They do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of WGTE Public Media.